Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are going to check in with the Scuba Cowboy from the Texas Dive Show here in just a bit. But first, I got to tell you about a cool new Kickstarter campaign that our diving listeners definitely will find of interest, especially if you're an iPhone user. Anthony is with us from Valis Tech. Anthony, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Good, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. So, you know, I've seen Anthony at the dive shows over the last few years, whether it's Long Beach, California. He's been working on these housings for iPhones for some time. I have one for my own iPhone 6. I'm getting ready to go to the 7, and that's what the big news is right now with your Kickstarter campaign. Am I right, Anthony?
That's correct. We actually have a housing for the iPhone 7, and we're also which we're doing a campaign for now on Kickstarter, and we're also have a campaign going for the iPhone 7 Plus.
Uh-huh.
Two different housings for the two different models.
Yes, bigger is the 7 Plus. That's the one I'm probably going to get. So
that's correct.
You
and
know,
the difference with that one is that one will be machined from aluminum. So we're starting with solid from that, just for the professional users and the pro DSLR shooters and likewise digital cinema shooters that are used to shooting with a larger format and or heavier systems that are a lot more robust and professional. Mm. Not to say that our 7 isn't.
Yeah.
It's lightweight. It's definitely for the dive market. But the pro users, you know, they're used to having that weight and that feel. And that's why we did the 7 with a lot of feedback that we've gotten from our what we call sea trials out there. That's what they wanted. We listened, and that's what we're going to do. So we're staying away from a mold, and we're going to machine the 7 Plus from solid.
Okay, so that's the 7 Plus, not the 7 or both of them?
That's correct. The 7 is like the 6 and 6S.
Yeah.
It's made out of polycarbonate plastic, ABS plastic and polycarbonate on the front for the viewing window.
Nice. So, you know, it's very convenient. You know, when I'm traveling as a diver, one of the things that I always have to take into consideration is the weight of all the stuff I got to bring.
That's correct.
And you know,
that's
I got to bring extra radio stuff, which has a tendency to take away from my dive gear, which
sure.
blows. I hate it. And
sure.
Even the GoPros, as small as they are, you know, if you could just take your iPhone, throw it in your housing, and you're good to go. And the camera in these things just keeps getting better and better. I mean, my 6 Plus that I have now, it's remarkable the pictures it takes, but I hear the 7 Plus is just even a much bigger step up. Have you gotten reports along that line or what?
You're absolutely right. You know, Greg, my background is digital cinema. I started Air Sea Land Productions in New York back in 1993, and I've done a lot of stuff for National Geographic, Discovery Channel, the American Museum of Natural History, all sorts of networks and broadcasts and film productions underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on designing, consulting with Amphibico on designing the Amphibicam housing. We worked on the F-55 project. We worked on a lot of pro systems. And although the images were wonderful, fantastic for the time, the iPhone 7, 6, the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, believe it or not, in my opinion, blow it away.
Hmm.
Just what the camera can do underwater naturally in its state as far as color correction is concerned.
Yeah.
Compression in megabits per second is a different issue, but there are third-party apps that can correct for that or give you a higher megabit per second bandwidth. Or compression, which you can basically use for the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. Our housing allows you to use that. So what it's done is it's taken, when I travel with all of my gear, it's taken at minimum 8 cases, maximum about 13 cases, with lights, extra batteries, tripod, dive gear. I put 2 housings, 2 cameras, my laptop, and my backpack with a couple of iTorch lights, and I was ready to go to my first shoot.
Right.
We did some shooting in Papua New Guinea. No problems with TSA, no extra baggage. Well, my dive gear was the extra baggage because I had my personal gear. But that's it. And the images I came back, fantastic.
Yeah.
You can shoot, you know, I was able to share them immediately. I was on the plane coming back from Papua New Guinea transferring to Australia and editing it on my phone, did a quick edit, put music to it, and shared it to my partner on the plane. It's, you know, where we've come in just a few years is incredible. And I'm really glad that Apple's come up with a product like that. Then, you know, now we can put this housing in everybody's hands.
Yes. Well, yeah, and it's not crazy expensive either. I mean, you've managed to do these things in the past at a very economical price point to keep it in line. And, you know, yeah, if you want to go crazy as an underwater photographer, or if you're like me, where you just want to get some good shots, but not be, you know, worried about, you know, all that extra garbage that you got to bring,
that
turns a lot of people off and opens up the world to really getting some great stuff and more people into underwater photography and another cool activity you can do on your dives.
And for the most part, right after their dive, they're ready to share, you know, these images, edit and or share these images, you know, to friends, family, social media, email, you name it. It pays for itself on its first dive. Look, again, my background is cinema and broadcast, where a case of video cassettes for something like the first HD cam that came out was about $1,000 just for a case of video cassettes alone. Yeah. The housing's are way under that price, and what I get with that, like on every job already, it's amazing where we've come. And I remember lugging around this 80-pound housing, thinking, you know, in time this thing is going to get a lot smaller and portable.
Right.
I didn't think it would be in the size of a phone.
Yeah.
So now you can book your trip, you can book your dives, all your itinerary, everything in a phone, and shoot and dive with the same thing. And that's why we wanted to make sure that our housing goes through extensive testing and quality control, because we realize everybody's life is on their phone.
Yeah.
The same device that's going to take these great images is also the device that they risk just by leaving their house every day. You can leave it at a bar and lose your phone. We just wanted to make sure that that everybody was happy with the fact that our quality control, we're not mass producing these things out of a factory. One by one, they're being assembled and checked by us in a hydrostatic tank.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's important. You don't want to lose that one piece of equipment that's your most valuable piece of equipment.
Absolutely not. You know, the thing is, the iPhone 7, I believe, does have some watertight elements to it as well.
That's
right?
Correct.
So that plays to your advantage, I would imagine, with the housing.
It plays to our advantage, absolutely. I mean, it's not going to work at 100 meters, the regular iPhone.
Right.
And Apple will even say keep it down, at a meter from no longer than 5 minutes. You know, the phone itself isn't going to protect you from the pressures of atmospheric pressure.
No.
Our housing will, and it gives you the optics. And if there were a leak, or if you did forget to put your O-ring on there, you're not going to damage your phone. You're going to notice that immediately.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I love the idea of this. I really do. And we've been talking to Anthony for a few years. We've done a little bit of work with him at some of the dive shows, the last being the DEMA show. Gave a couple housings away in in Vegas, and that, they went over huge. And I know it's just going to get bigger and better than ever. And this Kickstarter thing is going on now. Right, Anthony? So if people help you out or want to get behind it, what can they get out of this deal? What's going on?
They'll get a huge price break off the retail price of the iPhone 7 or the iPhone 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. If they go to valstech.com right now, that's VALSTECH, and they check out the products for the iPhone 7 or the iPhone 7 Plus, that'll link them right to our Kickstarter page. The iPhone 7 housings will be ready to go in like a month or so. So we'll get those out the door right away. Mm-hmm. The 7 Pluses will be machined, and every single one. There's a few little bells and whistles that we're adding to the 7 Plus housing that we didn't announce on Kickstarter. We just want to make sure that we test all those first. I think people are going to be very happy with what they can do.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted this morning that they found that they can read their iBooks during their decompression dives. He's a tech diver.
Well, I do. Yeah, there you go.
He says he's not even using it for the camera at all. He's using it so he, when he's hanging for an hour, he can read a book. So I'm happy he did that. Yeah. It's not what it was designed for. But
well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You can use the video feature, the still shot feature, the panoramic feature. There's so many things that you can use on your iPhone underwater. And having that protection and peace of mind that it's protected in something that actually will do the job.
Sure.
You know, it feels good. And I think it will open a lot of eyes. And if you want to get on the cutting edge there and get it before your buddies do, you need to support this Kickstarter campaign. It's great work, Anthony. Keep it up. And I don't know, will we see you at BTS in March maybe? Or what do you think?
Yeah, we'll be at Beneath the Sea. We'll also be at 8X mm-hmm. and hoping to get to the Long Beach Dive Show again. And then, you know, certainly there's DEMA that we do every year.
Absolutely.
But Greg, I've always appreciated your support. I think you have a wonderful community of listeners there, and I do appreciate this airtime. And if anybody's interested, it's valstech.com, and they can pick up their iPhone 7 or iPhone 7 Plus housings, put in an order for today,
and support their Kickstarter campaign. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, shooky bark, but you got one hell of a bite. That you don't want me, but can't forget you, mine. I'm headed down your side of town, your king of the sea, and I bow to the crown. Down by the bottom where the water gets cold and dark, Mr. Shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy, and we're going to try to connect with him right now via the telephone. He is at the dive show in Texas. Biggest little show, dive show in Texas. I don't know. What do they call this thing, pup? What's going on where you are?
I like that. I think they should do that. The biggest little dive show in Texas.
Maybe.
That's kind of a spoof on the movie there. But they actually call it Our World Underwater Texas is what I've seen it referred to as this year versus Dallas. I think it just opens it up a little bit more. Because it's really like kind of more in Frisco. It's like Dallas, Frisco area.
Yeah.
It's at the Embassy Suites here. Yeah.
Okay. In one of the ballrooms there. And they got a bunch of the dive operators from the area and come together. It is a sister show to Our World Underwater in Chicago, which happens in, end of February or something, I believe. I don't know. Just Google it. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, you're there doing your thing, playing, and I know you're working with the show promoter, obviously, but aren't you supporting one of the dive clubs or a couple of the clubs there in the area, too, or something?
Yes, I actually do, and this is the third or fourth year, I can't remember exactly, that I've been coming down here, and they have just such a great group of divers down here. They're all really involved in everything that's going on, and a lot of the booths even are dive clubs that are trying to, you know, basically just solicit people to, you know, come on trips with them. They coordinate a couple trips a year or whatever. But a couple of them always sponsor me to do either shows like at a local bar. They'll all come get together and you know, rent me for a four-hour show, you know, at a bar type thing. Or sometimes even at one of their ranches or whatever. You know, they're all really super great. The hospitality is just phenomenal. And they help sponsor me coming down as well. So it's kind of a group effort between the dive clubs and the dive show. So I have a great time.
Well, I would imagine
every year.
I would imagine the scuba cowboy and Texas go together like pigs and, well, I can't say that. You know what I mean. Yeah. But, it makes sense on
a lot
of levels.
It makes perfect sense, yes. And they like every style of music that I do, whether I'm playing my Scuba-Ribbean rock or I'm playing a little bit of my tropical rock, because, of course, you got a lot of Fairheads down there, and, of course, the country music as well. So, yeah, it's a great fit for me. And, you know, we have a saying for us musicians up here in Colorado. It's kind of a joke that says, you know, you make more playing a barbecue in Texas than you do a bar in Colorado because the pay is so bad up here. And it's kind of true. I mean, I know it's kind of a nasty saying, but it's true because Texans love live music. They're very appreciative of live music. So when I send out a bulletin on Facebook and tell people, you know, hey, I'm going to be playing at this bar down in Dallas, people that I've known for years will come up, and I'll have, you know, 30, 40 people show up for a show just at a little local bar. So it's great for me. It's awesome. I look forward to it every year.
Well, and of course,
it's it's the beginning of the year, and you get to start seeing, you know, the new stuff since Dima. If anybody waited till the first of the year to release new products, of course, they're here. It's a smaller show, but there's a few of those kind of people. And, of course, you got all your, the dive travel companies, the agencies, the stuff that they go out, the flower gardens and the areas down in the Gulf, those kind of areas around here, and even some of the exotic ones that they know people will gladly travel to.
Well, sure. Well, and don't undersell the Texas barbecue. That's a draw in itself, is right.
Oh, heck yes. And the food down here, and I don't know what it is, okay, and I'm just going to come out and say it. Some people may hate me, and if I haven't been to your area of the country and realized it, well, then invite me out, and I can critique it. But I got to tell you, they do have some of the most beautiful women down here in Texas. I don't know what that is about, but my goodness, there's a bunch of pretty girls down here.
Well,
and it's hard to get over that, you know, that whole little southern draw thing. Boy, it just makes my knees tingle.
Okay. You settle down there, big boy.
I'm just saying.
All right. But that's okay. That's what, you know, he goes around and he has to entertain these folks. And if they happen to be hot Texas women, God bless them, right?
It doesn't matter to me. As long as there's one person out there that loves them.
There you go. You'll play. You're performing. TheScubaCowboy.com, by the way, if you want to reach out to Pup and schedule him for an event coming up. Now, you're going to play there this week. I know we're going to see Beneath the Sea in New Jersey at the end of March. That's where we're going to probably connect next as far as diving events. We plan to do some diving before we get there and connect. Now, you're coming down to Florida, though, I believe, here, right after the Texas show
the first,
or what?
Yeah. Well, a weekend, about a week and a half after that, a little over a week after that. But, I saw that you guys we were talking about it last time, and I know you guys were going out to the Mermaid Roam Factory, man. I wish I could have coordinated it so I was down there at the same time.
That would have been nice.
Would have loved to be a part of that.
Well, we had to be.
I'm thinking there's a song in there somewhere.
The Mermaid Rum Run. There's the title for you. Yeah, we got
like
a feel for what it's like to be bootleggers. because we went over there to the Weekiwachee area and picked up some booze and ran it back across the state. I don't know if that counts, but it does in my book. I felt like one of those guys on Moonshiners or something.
Well,
but
when you have an entire trunk full, you know what I mean?
Well, I won't say how much we got, but we did bring back a bottle or two to the
sufficient
to the studio.
Amount, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But
to lubricate the next social event, that's
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
As we might, well, like today's show. I mean, how do you think we get through it? Come on. A little exactly. Shot of mermaid rum, you're good to go for an hour or two. All right, yeah.
But you never know. Trying to stay over on this particular trip, I'm trying to stay over more on the west side of the state because a lot of people have been asking me, hey, you don't visit the west side of the state as much in Florida. And, of course, that's where the meeting of the mind, the first pit stop parties are always on that west side of the state. So I'm trying to hook up with some venues over there so they know who I am. So when I come back down in November, then, of course, I'll get booked there as well.
All right.
You know, the normal name of the game. So everybody knows me. That's all I'm doing, spreading my brand.
Well, there you go. As you should. Yeah, Meeting of the Minds, that big parrot head fiasco goes down in the Florida Keys and stuff. So that'll work out well. But yeah, I mean, if you're around next week, you're close enough to Orlando, we can converge, or maybe I'll have to make another mermaid rum run and can meet you up there. That's just about an hour north of the Tampa Bay area where they are in Weekiwachee. Maybe
right.
You pick up a mermaid while you're there, maybe. You could do that.
I'm always on the lookout for new mermaids.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I'm
yes.
happy to recruit every chance I get.
I know. All right. Well, once again, go to thescubacowboy.com, and you can check out Pup's music. You can download it. You can buy it, or you can find out where he's going to be. Connect with him. Shoot him an email. Book him for a party or whatever you want to do. It's great stuff, and I look forward to seeing you here in a week or two, my friend.
Looking forward to it, buddy. As always, we have a great time when we're together, and I have no reason to believe that next meeting won't be the same.
Yes. Well, tell our Texas diving friends we said hi.
I will for sure.
Or at least give them a yee-haw. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so last time we spoke to Big Wave Dave, he dropped his phone in the pool. It made for great radio, but I'm not so sure it was good for his phone. And I'm not even sure if that's what happened. But supposedly we got him on the phone. Do you got a new phone, or is this the same one, Dave?
Hey, same one. You know, it just got a little wet. It was an iPhone 7.
So. Oh, okay. So you're good to go. Yeah, you didn't even need a housing for it this time. It was only 4 feet deep in the pool. But, yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. And glad you're back. So what's going on this weekend? Are you out with the Go Dive Now pool this weekend or doing what?
No, hanging out at home. Little bye weekend, you know, kind of consoling myself for the Packer loss.
Ah, yes.
Getting all repacked to head to Kentucky.
Yeah, he's one of those cheeseheads. So he takes that stuff personally. But, all right, you're licking your wounds, but then you're off to Kentucky for what? What are they doing in Kentucky?
Owensboro is a sports show, a little boating, a little outdoor stuff. Good little weekend.
Little diving. You're going to set up the Go Dive Now pool and let people jump in and give it a go, huh?
Yep, it should be a busy weekend, you know. Until, of course, Sunday night, everybody will kind of leave about 4 o'clock to go watch the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They
got that little distraction. But you know, it'll be something to look forward to. They'll need something to do during the day, and this sounds like it'd be pretty good. It might be cold, might not, just anybody's guess. But, you know, adventure show to book a vacation or learn to dive. Hey, what else would you do in Kentucky? I'm kidding.
Hey,
I'm kidding. Don't send any hate mail to me. Yeah.
Hey,
all right.
What temperature outside? The pool is going to be 88 degrees.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. It's warm and inviting. The Go Dive Now pool, traveling across the country. You want to find out where it's going to be, go to godivenow.com. Right, Dave?
You got that right. Got an exciting schedule. Next month, they'll be out in L.A.
out in L.A. And then, I mean, are you just crisscrossing back and forth all over for the next few months? There's no rhyme or reason to it, or what?
Hey, it's where everybody wants to learn to dive. Any place I'll go.
That's right. That you see, that's why he's Big Wave Dave. He brings the diving to you, no matter where you might be. All right, Dave, thanks for the update, buddy.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ariel, you're under a lot of pressure down here.
Scuba diver in the lock.
Man, I wish I could really drive this thing.
Speedboat driver on the dock.
We're here. Okay, turn on the ignition.
Sailplane pilot in the blue. Take me up there with you. The world looks brighter from this high altitude.
Awesome.
There are sailboats throughout this brilliant sky, but you cannot pick them out if you can't fly. I'm glad the earth doesn't care if I go up there. If you want to, just ask me and I'll take you along.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And yes, we're going to take you along to Germany right now. Roz from the UK is with us via Skype. And, you know, this time she's not in her home base of operations of London or outside of London. She's actually in Germany because the boot show is going on this week. And it's the second weekend of the show. This is a big, long, week-long show. Am I right there, Roz? Or what?
A good and tall big eights, Greg. Good to hear from you.
Yes, back at you. Yeah, but this is a real long show, this boot show in Germany. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic show. It's really beautiful. It kicked off last Saturday here in Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
And it finishes tomorrow afternoon. And we've got the latest, brightest, shiniest scuba diving toys here in Germany.
Not just scuba diving stuff. This is a massive show of all water sports, like boats and everything. It's like a boat show, a dive show, a sports show. All comes together. It's one of the biggest shows on the planet in that regard. Am I right?
That's right. I mean, you can find out about paddleboarding here, kayaking. You can turn up and you can buy a luxury yacht, which is like 4 stories high.
Right.
The boats they've got here are just eye-watering. And then they've got things like useful art. They've got statues and they've got massive paintings.
Hmm.
You know, metalwork that's been cut that you can hang onto your walls. I mean, you've got photography. You've got anything related to sport here. I could max my credit card in 2 minutes here.
Well, no doubt. Well, because you're at the bar in Germany right now. So I know you could do that just in your beer tab alone. Am I right? Come on.
Actually, do you know what, Greg? The beer's cheap.
The beer is cheap in Germany? Are you kidding me?
The beer is cheap.
Really?
No, seriously. It's very good.
Okay, well, there's another reason to go. It's actually been on my list to go to the boot show for some time. I've never been to Germany, so I got to mark that one off the list just to, you know, just for the location itself. But I've heard so many things about the show itself as far as being so big and massive. And of course, you know, we have our boating show, we have our airplane show. They might even have some aviation stuff there for all I know, but I know they got a huge boat show there, and it's sectioned off. You're obviously focused on the diving pavilion there at the boot show. So
yes.
I mean, how would you compare it in size, say, to like Beneath the Sea or the Scuba Show in Long Beach? Is it as big or bigger than that? It is kind of bigger, isn't it?
Right.
Or DEMA, maybe? I don't know.
Both Beneath the Sea and Long Beach. I like the shows. They're really good. They're great to attend.
Right.
But it's like saying that they were a village hall.
Yeah.
Compared with what's here.
Right. This is more of a DEMA kind of thing, right? It's massive.
Yeah. And it's much bigger than DEMA as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the stands
square
are
footage,
just...
Yeah.
Yeah. And the stands are beautiful. I mean, you're looking at boutique stands. They're really pretty stands. They're two stands. production value here is, you know, really top notch. I think this is probably one of the poshest dive shows in the world.
Yeah, one
certainly
of the
one of the biggest.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. Posh. It's very elaborate with what they do on some of the displays. Yeah, I've heard that. You know, when you throw in the boat element, they got big money, these yachties. You know, and it's they
the
have a tendency.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, nice, nice. So, do you see all the same manufacturers we would see here at a DEMA show in Orlando? I mean, or Vegas,
yes,
or something?
Yes, lots more, because we've got, you know, the European countries over here that always come across to America. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of scooter manufacturers here, lots of rebreather manufacturers here, lots of tech toys here. We've got some quite interesting neoprenes and dry suits. I was shown a very innovative product today that mm-hmm. I'm hoping is going to be unveiled at DEMA 2018.
Yeah, what's that?
Which I can't tell you.
Oh, what do you mean you can't tell me? Come on, Raj, you can't do that.
Seriously, I had to sign a non-disclosure.
Oh, geez. But can you give us any idea of like what type of equipment we're looking at here or what?
Yeah, sure, it's diving.
Oh, boy. You know, she can do this because she's across the pond and we can't grab her and strangle her. You hear what I'm saying? But I love, that was a pretty good tease, or not really a good one.
I'm looking forward to seeing this being launched.
Okay, all right, but it's
when
exciting.
When I can tell you, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
yes.
It's exciting. You are fired up about it, and you've seen everything and anything when it comes to diving, and it has piqued your interest. So that is definitely something, you know, that would, you know, make us interested for sure. So I guess
it's something completely different. And something completely off the wall.
Yeah.
And if it happens, I think it's going to be a game changer.
Whoa.
But, you know, it's nice to see this new idea, you know, new products in development now, which we're going to see revealed at DEMA in, you know, a couple of years' time.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good to know. So as far as the diving community there, I know it brings people from all over the world because there's a lot of U.S. Manufacturers and companies that go to the boot show that I'm aware of. But is it a much more worldly audience than what we typically see in the States? Or what do you think? Where does it draw from?
DEMA certainly gets an international audience, but you get an international audience here. And I've bumped into a number of cave explorers over here already. I've bumped into some rebreather explorers here. So that's good. And this draws divers from all over the world to here.
Yeah.
But primarily the Europeans. But on the trade side, we have divers from all over the world here.
Got it. Now, they're European divers, so are they a little bit more free with their clothing displays or something? Like they don't wear any? I don't know. What makes them different than what you see when you come to a dive show in the States?
Greg, we've got snow here.
Snow? Well, that didn't keep you from getting mooned right before you came on the radio here with me. I heard about that.
I'm not going to even go there.
Yeah, okay, she doesn't want to talk about it. It's like late night there in Germany right now. Am I correct?
So it is late night here, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're just...
And we've had at least two beers.
Yeah, you've had at least two. You lost count at one. So you're having a good time socializing with the community there at the boot show in Germany. I'm getting that from you.
Yes.
So are you on a mission to find something on your own, or are you just there to kind of peruse the aisles and just see what you see? And
Well, basically, it's getting updated on the new latest equipment which is out there, seeing new products which are under development, which I saw today. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a book here at the moment, which is a new book on oxygen and oxygen sensors by a guy called John Lamb, who's a Brit.
Okay.
I think this is probably going to be the book that every single rebreather diver ought to read. And there's lots of myths and misconceptions about oxygen and oxygen sensors and rebreathers.
Right.
And trying to find the genuine gem when you're online compared with the rubbish can be challenging.
Oxygen sensors for rebreathers are a very touchy subject in that tech diving community. And so he's written the book on this so you can read it and know, hey, this is what you need to look for. Or these are the type of sensors type of thing? Or
it's just lots of information about oxygen sensors. To be honest, I thought this would be about exciting watching paint dry.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound that great. But
And I picked up a copy, flicked it open, and I learned. Right, so here's a little gem for you.
Yeah.
If you stick an oxygen sensor in an environment with no oxygen in it whatsoever, a cell can go completely to sleep, absolutely like coma state. So when you take it out of the thing it's in, it can take like 2 weeks to wake up before you can use it.
Oh.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Well, so I didn't know that.
If you keep it in a little plastic bag that they come in, those little bags allow a little bit of oxygen in. So the oxygen sensor is asleep, but it's not kind of dead. So when you take it out, it will wake up pretty quickly.
All right. Well, that's just one little nugget. And if you're into that kind of thing with rebreathers and stuff, this is a very hot topic. And, yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. I didn't know they would die on you or not work if you didn't store them properly. So there you go. And the name of the book is called what, Roz?
It's Oxygen Measurement for Divers, Greg. And you can buy it online. It's about £15 English. So that's probably about $20, I suspect.
Right.
If you're diving rebreathers, this is going to be the book. But you just keep on the shelf, pull it off, look up an answer, stick it back on the shelf again.
Yeah. Well, there
no
you go.
No mess, no fuss.
Right. Right.
So there you go.
The cost is great. That's like 2-3 German beers at most. Good stuff, Roz. Well, enjoy the boot show and get naked. Or narked.
Cheers, Greg.
Or get narked. Is that what is it? What are they saying? Nicked? What do they say?
I appreciate all the advice you've given me.
Yes, get knackered. Is that what it is?
Probably.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody lay low and feminine or be nothing new.
That's what I ought to be doing next week, actually. Nothing in Bimini. I'll tell you all about it if things work out well with the dive god. Plan to take a quick little trip there and see how the hammerheads are doing. But that's next week. Let's talk about this week, because I got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine on the radio right now, and I know he's traveling all around the world. Where you been, Jerry?
What's going on? Hey, Greg. Just got back from the British Virgin Islands. I haven't been down there in about a year, so it was good to get back, see some old friends, and I mean, that is one beautiful set of islands.
Oh, I bet it is. All right, so the BBIs, you fly into where exactly?
I don't even know. Have an international strip. They don't have any direct flights out of Miami right now.
Ah, okay.
They're going to start in the fall. And you can fly into St. Thomas and for $30 take the ferry over.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right. I mean, some people think that's a logistical problem. To me, it's like an added thrill to the trip because you get the boat ride.
Well, there you go. It's part of the adventure. It's
part of the adventure.
All about the journey.
BBI is one of those places where the ferries run to almost every island, and you can just island hop. Every day you can have a new island.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So tell me about the diving, because, you know, I've been to St. Thomas. I've been to that area generally, but I don't think I've been to the BBIs to dive. So what kind of diving do you get? Is it the same as the other islands, or is it truly unique, or what?
Well, it's very, and I'll be real honest with all the listeners. If you're a tech diver and you want deep stuff and technical stuff and ripping currents, BVI is not the place to go. Okay. BVI, you have to take a shovel on a dive to get deeper than 100 feet. But it is an absolutely beautiful underwater scene. You've got some great wrecks. You got the Wreck of the Rhone, which was one of the most famous wrecks, certainly in the Caribbean. And it's very different on each of the islands. So it is great for beginner divers.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, the Rhone, was that the wreck from the movie The Deep? Is that the one?
The RMS Rhone, that's the one.
It is. Okay. Well, there you go. You want to dive naked? In the bedroom, in the jacuzzi, what'd she say? Angela Bassett.
I'm
not asking you. You don't remember that line, do you?
You know, well, I'm not as old as you, Greg.
Yeah,
I probably barely remember the movie.
You're a liar.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's fine. But yeah, okay, yeah. I've heard about this stuff, and I've seen pictures and things, but I haven't been there. Yeah, I guess I have. I haven't thought about that lately. So you went there for a few days of diving. It's a great place to go out and chill and that kind of stuff. And very easy diving, especially once you get there, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And it's known for its sailing because you can sail to all these islands and you can see each one. So you're never really out in the middle of nowhere where you can't see land.
Ah.
A lot of people like to go down there and charter, and they've got a service called Rendezvous Service. You call on your cell phone to one of the dive operators. They give you a time. They meet you at your boat. They load you up, take you out two dives, and drop you back at your boat. Now, how easy is that?
Oh, that would be awesome. I mean, that's some of the best ways to get around is on a sailboat. So you could go rent one of those, like, mooring system boat deals or whatever, and live on a boat, like a sailboat, like a cat or something, and just do that for a few days or a week or so, huh?
Exactly. And if you put four or six people on one of the boats, you can really do it for about the same price as you can do a normal resort land trip.
Oh, I'm assuming that is not what you did on your visit.
No, not on this one. But my favorite thing to do is there is a boat down there, a live aboard, called the Kuen Law.
Oh, okay.
And I love that boat. It's 140 foot long. It's got a 40-foot beam. The mast is 120 foot high off the water. It's a magnificent boat.
Okay, well, that we put that one on the list, too. But what about topside on the island? I mean, are there plenty of hotels and things once you get over there? If you want to just stay land-based, are there things to see on your surface interval as well, or what?
There are some hotels.
Some. So, but it's fairly on the rustic side of things.
It's a bit on the rustic side, or you go very high-end.
Mm.
There are homes you can rent, condos. And there are some very, very high-end hotels. There aren't a lot of mid-level hotels.
Okay. Well, my buddy Pete was telling us about Cayman Brac. It sounds like that to me. Is it similar?
There's similarities.
Yeah, there's similarities. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there's definitely some similarities. And as far as bars, you got two of the most famous bars in the Caribbean, if not the world. You got the Soggy Dollar.
Mm.
And you got Foxy's.
Ah, Foxy's.
And if you're really in the know, you know why the soggy dollar is called the soggy dollar.
Well, is that one of those underwear, you know, bars like the End of the World in Bimini that I'll probably be visiting next week?
There's similarities for
yes.
sure.
Underwear on the bar that has been hanging up or hanging up on the rafters. Is it that kind of thing? Is that why the dollars are soggy, or is it different?
It's definitely different. The sailboats don't have moorings, so they have to anchor up. So they always get wet, and the money's always wet when they put it on the bar.
Oh, okay. In Bimini, they just throw up everybody's underwear because they have no money.
You, some of that underwear, if you saw the lady that was wearing it, she's probably in a nursing home. It's been up there so long.
Yeah, that's true, but that isn't the mental image I really want going to the Bahamas.
Right, oh, my
now.
Gosh. I guess I need to apologize to all the listeners on that one. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. It wouldn't be the first time. It's all good. Jerry, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for the update on the BBIs, and we'll see you probably at BTS and, of course, at the Scuba Show in Long Beach in May. Okay, my friend?
Solid winner there, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.